And now, finally, as we focus on terror and campaigning, and perhaps try to recover from a week of convention overload, there are indeed other things going on in the world. Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner joins us for our weekly look at stories not making the headline. Eric, today we're making brief stops in North Korea, Japan, Cuba, and Sri Lanka. Let's start with North Korea. What's going on there?
Well, what's happening there, Noah, is that people are leaving, and in unusually large numbers. 460 North Korean refugees recently arrived in Seoul. That's not unusual for North Korean refugees to make their way to the south. What's unusual here is the number, more than 400 compared to maybe 3 or 4, which is usually the case. The thing is, Noah, that the refugees in North Korea are, in a way, they're like the canary in the coal mine. They're the early warning sign that perhaps all is not well in the hermit kingdom. And quite a few analysts are now speculating that perhaps this is the beginning of the end for North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. Personally, I'm not so sure about that. People have been predicting the demise of North Korea for as long as there has been a North Korea, and those predictions have, up until now, always been wrong.
And next, we move across the Sea of Japan to Tokyo and another very intensely secretive institution, the Japanese royal family, some brand new palace intrigue.
Indeed, Noah, this time involving the Crown Princess, Masako. She hasn't been seen in public since December, and that's prompted all kinds of wild speculation. The Imperial Household Agency, that's the agency that runs, well, some say controls the royal family, now says the Crown Princess is suffering from what they call adjustment disorder due to stress and that she's receiving counseling and medication. To be honest, it's no surprise that the Crown Princess is under intense stress. She's been under pressure to bear a male heir to the throne. She did give birth to a girl about 2 years ago, but in Japan, that's not good enough. Only men can inherit the throne. This is a very sad story, Noah, because Masako is a former diplomat, a very spunky Harvard graduate who married into the royal family 10 years ago. At that time, many Japanese, especially Japanese women, hoped that she would change the conservative royal family, but it seems, alas, it's the royal family that's changed her.
And next to Cuba, sparks are flying again between Fidel Castro and President Bush, apparently. How did the latest spat start there?
Well, believe it or not, over sex tourism. President Bush recently accused Castro of promoting sex tourism to prop up his regime. Castro fired back, denying the charges and calling President Bush a sinister figure and a former alcoholic. And to add insult to injury, Fidel ordered Cuba's state-run television to broadcast in primetime, no less, Michael Moore's documentary Fahrenheit 9/11. Apparently, and really not surprisingly, the film has been a huge hit in Havana.
And finally, to Sri Lanka and a most unusual brand of stationery made of
elephant dung. And I'm not making this up, as Dave Perry would say. There's a company called Maximus, of course, is now making a line of stationery made from elephant droppings. They offer 2 shades of paper depending on the elephant's diet. Elephants who eat coconut, for instance, produce a lighter shade of stationery. Now, the company claims this is all for a good cause. The revenue from the elephant stationery will go to help preserve Sri Lanka's dwindling elephant population. And in case you're wondering, and I know that you are, the paper does not emit any foul odors.
Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner with News of the World. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Noah.